Network.
That doesn't taste like a snow cone.
Tastes like heartbeat.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of ET Network. I'm your host, Deadman. With me, as always, my brother DJ, my brother Mustard. And today's episode is brought to you by DJ's Lip Service. If he can't get to you, one of the many femboys in his employ will. Use code NUMNUMNUM for 10% off.
I like it.
I love it.
Yeah, you would.
The check cleared. What? What do you mean, yeah, I would? Yeah, I would.
Like I said, they're, you're into that kind
of
shit.
They're literally a sponsor of my show. How can I deny not liking it?
And yet you somehow always thrust your fantasies upon me. God damn.
I mean,
it's because you're the most not okay with them. That's why.
Like, if I would have thought of Femboy Hooters before you, I would have opened the restaurant. You, but you had it. You did it. Yes.
I mean, so, geez. It's like, you know, quick, let me hide this shit, you know?
Me hide that?
You black man. No one believes you.
I'd have a 15-foot statue of me, like, welcoming them, like, with open arms. But so, no, instead, right inside the entrance, there's a big picture DJ with his suit doing
that. That you probably would have commissioned and shit like just to fuck with me.
Nah.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's that
just
many
like your
fun
fucking Musa Crackers bullshit.
Stop. Anyways, what have you guys been up to? What have you guys been playing this week? What have you guys been watching? Mustard, we'll start with you. What does this taste like?
I honestly put down. I think I'm done with Call of Duty for this year.
Wow, really? This early?
This early? What do you mean? We're getting a new one in August.
We're getting a new one in November.
We're getting a new one announced in August.
We're getting a new one in November.
Not to
mention all the drama surrounding about Call of Duty and Dr. Disrespect.
Oh, we're gonna talk about that. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just COD really isn't, like, it's just boring. It's just fucking boring. Like, they don't listen to the players. And then they don't, it just literally does not seem, it literally seems like they just don't care about anything besides what they want and have planned for the game. And, like, that's just really upsetting and really tacky. And I don't know if I just don't know if I want to play it anymore, dude. Like, I don't know. Maybe next season when ranks reset, I'll probably get diamond again and then I'll just stop. Okay. It's literally what I did this season. I hit diamond again and I stopped playing pretty much. Let's see. I got Diablo 4. Yep. And I'm addicted. I can't stop playing it, and then like I can't stop thinking about it. And then when I go to sleep, I dream about it. And then like when I wake up, all I want to do is play it. And it's also kind of overwhelming because like the replayability is so crazy. Bless you. The replayability is so crazy, and then like the diversity and like how you can build your character in each class is really really insane too, and just like the little intricate details on the gear. And shit, and how they affect your build is just insane. So yeah, like the game's crazy, dude. I love it so much, and that's it for me. Just been playing Diablo, watch Demon Slayer. That's it.
All right, DJ. What about you?
Similar deal. Playing Diablo. And once again, an example of why there's no fucking reason why it should be always online. Considering the servers went down the other day. So
you mean payday? Huh? When everybody got paid and bought the game, you mean?
Yeah, with that, I mean, but yeah, no, but yeah, exactly. But you know, like I said, like so like so many of us were just twiddling our thumbs waiting for Blizzard to get their shit together so we could fucking play the game, and I just kept thinking, it's like, yep. Once again, another example of why it doesn't fucking work on a single player goddamn game.
But it's not a single player game. You can play with friends.
It's it can be single or multiplayer. You know, so I mean, the multiplayer aspect, I understand, obviously, but the single player, if you just want to play alone, like, why we have to deal with fucking DRM fucking bullshit? Goddamn.
So you're talking about when the servers crashed and went down for like a couple hours the other day?
Yeah, I mean, because I was like in the zone. I was like, fuck yeah, let's fucking do it. All of a sudden, it's down. I was like, God fucking damn it.
That's funny that you mentioned that, because I bought the game that day, and like right when I bought it, had it downloaded and everything. Yep, I tried to load in. Got a thousand minute wait time.
You know what I mean?
For the queues, dude. I was like, are you serious, bro? Like, God damn.
You know, you see what I mean? And there's no reason for it. If you want to play alone, it's like, God damn. Also, I'm a little pissed off. Also, I'm a little pissed off because I watched the Spider-Man 2, the video game, that showcase.
Right? Yeah.
And how they announced Venom. Not really a spoiler because they fucking said it themselves in the showcase, but no, but Venom will, but Eddie Brock will not be having the symbiote.
Yeah.
Which makes no fucking sense to me, but then again, it's probably going to be fucking Harry. The fucking simp. The fucking simp Venom.
You like Harry, bro?
Harry is fine, but when he when he has the symbiote, it's a fucking disgrace. Spider-Man kicks his ass all the time.
Oh, up and down. Yeah.
Yeah, like literally, it's bad. The mm-hmm. only thing I liked when Harry had the symbiote for a little while was that it actually showed that not everybody can be effective with it as Eddie Brock.
Yeah.
As Eddie Brock. Because, you know, that's actually a pretty good, because it actually really showed that, yeah, no, like, it's not just the symbiote that provides the power. The host has to be exceptional as well. So, mm-hmm. you know, that was like the only thing I liked about that. But other than that, no, it's fucking, it just fucking baffles me. It's like, you literally take the most popular aspect of Eddie Brock, the symbiote, and no, they don't use them. I mean, you know, the Venom movies are huge box office successes. So, people are speculating it might be Kraven who has the symbiote for a while, and that could be interesting, but in the trailer, you kind of saw Venom also as an ally, so Kraven will not have it for a while. It'll go to Harry. You know, it's gonna fucking go to Harry. It might go to Flash, but then again, it can't be Flash because when Flash had the symbiote, it doesn't have the mouth.
Right.
So mm-hmm. it can't be Flash. So it can literally only be Harry. I mean, truth be told, if you were not gonna have Eddie Brock, at least go with the original concept that Todd wanted to do and make Venom a female, because that was the original concept.
Lady Venom?
Huh?
Lady Venom?
Yeah, that was the original idea for Venom, that the host would be a girl.
I mean, Lady Venom is something completely different, man.
No, I mean, like I said, I mean, since this is gonna be like a whole new, different universe and shit like that, so it's like,
oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so yeah, it's yeah, like yeah, one yeah. of those. Yeah, so it's like if you're gonna go with that, so just go with the original concept, you know. But no, it's gonna be fucking Harry, and it's like, oh god damn it, you know. It's going to sell. Don't get me wrong. The game will be successful, but it won't be as successful or hype because people want fucking Eddie. You can hear the crowd sigh when it's like, it's not Eddie. You can hear, it's funny as hell, but yeah, it's like, yeah. Yeah, you fucked up. You'll probably sell, but it won't be as successful because you fucked up. Like, goddamn, is this really so fucking hard? It's just another example of why are people like this making these decisions, stupid decisions? When me and Deadman trying to put our foot in the door, when we know we could have fucking done something.
Yeah.
And but no, fuck us. But no, dude, people make stupid decisions. We got a bot in chat. Huh? What's up?
We have a bot in chat.
I'm aware. I'm taking care of it. Keep going.
Ban that motherfucker.
Yeah, but like, you know, people like us. No, but yeah, but people who make stupid decisions like that. Are allowed to work in big projects like this, you know, like Rian Johnson in The Last Jedi. Oh boy,
we don't speak his name.
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
No, you know. But yeah, it's just another example. Like, why? The answer is literally right in front of you. And oh man, it's just a. Well, so yeah, that's so
you've been sulking over the Spider-Man.
Yeah. So like, and no, and I canceled my pre-order immediately.
Oh wow.
Yeah. No, I was like, fuck yeah. I was like, another example. It's like, no, I was like, yeah, fuck you.
DJ votes with his wallet. You hear that, DM?
Yeah. Right. And I just went over to And I bought Midnight Suns instead because I know that's fucking Eddie. So, you know, did that. And as far as and when he said, oh, you just got to, you know, just play the game to find out who's going to be Venom. And I was like, no, I won't. I'll watch a fucking YouTube full movie on that shit, bitch.
Right? I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. Like, no.
You know, so yeah, no, so yeah, I was like, no, like I said, it'll sell. I know it will, and it's a shame too, because, you know, Parker, Miles, Eddie, my fucking Spider dream team. I mean, I guess I could accept that Flash. I guess, I mean, he's all right. I mean, I know people like him, but he's all right for me. But Venom will always be Eddie, first choice, always.
Always. I mean, it's hard to beat Eddie. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, it really is. I mean, Eddie is the strongest of the Venom. I mean, Flash is good, but people have to remember that Flash has no legs, so the symbiote has to compensate for that. That means less power for Flash to use. Let's see. Oh yeah, and the other thing from that showcase I saw. I mean, of course, Alan Wake was already announced, so they showed gameplay of that.
Yeah.
But I'm also curious about Warhammer Space Marine 2, huh?
October 17th, Alan Wake. Yes. What were you saying? Sorry.
Oh, no problem. And also curious about the Warhammer Space Marine 2.
You know, nice.
That took a long time to come out, but you know what? Screw it. It looks good. Three-player co-op. You know, bring it down Chaos, or... No, it's not Chaos this time. It's the Trinidad, I think is how you pronounce it.
I have no idea about Warhammer lore, dude.
Yeah, trust me, dude. It's a lot. Like, okay. I barely glanced at it. And I'm like, I have no fucking clue who the fuck anyone is.
Bro, everything has changed so much since we were into Warhammer, and it's so much more. Like before, we used to have like five or six factions. Now we have 14 different factions and all sorts of rules and cries and all that other shit. And I'm just like, what the fuck, dude? It's nuts.
Yeah, don't forget, it's like sub factions and shit like that.
Yeah. Like, what? It's weird, dude.
It's crazy. And like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the effort and the lore and the history and what they put into this universe. But goddamn, there's got to be like an easy guide or something. Like that. you can't just jump into this shit willy nilly, expect to get anything. I mean, I tell people it's like, look, your best shot is honestly read the Cypress Kane series. Basically, like a fraud who's like the luckiest bitch in the world, and like in Warhammer, they keep thrusting him in like some of the like fucked up shit in Warhammer, but he keeps surviving. He's good, but it's just like, god damn it, I'm a fucking coward. I want to be home.
For real,
but it's actually a pretty good introduction to this the concept of Warhammer. If anyone's interested, I read the first two books. I got like a bunch more to go.
I could never keep up, so I just stopped. Yeah. I was like, I can't.
Yeah, I just pick a game I like, and I'll just stick with that. But yeah, Warhammer, Jesus. I mean, we're gonna show fucking Gene Stealers. People who don't know, like that's like a subsection of the Trinidads who pretty much breed an army through us. Like
pretty
it's like
much right?
Yeah, it's like you're one of us now. Go make babies. Literally, yeah, they breed an army throughout generations, and then once the army is strong enough, then they try to take over a planet. It's, I don't know if I joined. It was like, dang, I could bang it whoever I want, like at all times, whatever.
Let's see, what have I done? I watched The Black Demon, which is a cool shark movie. We did the preview here. I liked it. Giant shark movie has some supernatural elements to it. Pretty cool. Nothing to write home about. Finally watched The Lake. Oh, I have no idea what the fuck is going on with that movie.
The Lake? What the fuck is that, bro?
It's on the hookup. It's a giant monster movie, right? It's a monster movie. But I was like, I was hoping for some Godzilla shit to happen, you know, people getting murdered left and right. I have no idea what the hell is happening. Like, they're trying so hard to do the host, you know what I mean, by having these different timelines and different events to happen to different people at different times. And I'm just like, okay, with the host, it was very clear who was doing what, you know what I mean? Like it was very clear because they all had kind of like wardrobe and costumes and even dialect that would fit what they were doing. In this one, it's a mess. And the ending, I have no idea what the fuck is happening. What the fuck is going on here? Why? You know what I mean? What's up, Grave Robber? Now we're just going through the wrap up real quick. So yeah, then I watched that, and I watched Demon Slayer, and I've been playing Tears of the Kingdom, and I was playing it on stream for Mustard, and he was having some fun with it because apparently my natural habitat is the underground where it's dark and all the monsters are horrible.
I just knew you were gonna like the depths or whatever.
And I was running around there for a long, long time. Only died like once, maybe twice, and I only had 4 hearts. Yeah. So So did that. I also I've been watching Tulsa King with Grave Robber. Have you guys heard of that show?
No.
It is Sylvester Stallone playing a gangster, a mobster, that moves to Tulsa, Oklahoma to do mobster shit. And I gotta tell you, it's pretty goddamn good. Like, it is well written. There's no wasted dialogue. Violence is there. Like, the humor is there. It's very, very cool. We're enjoying it a lot. So.
Is it Sopranos good?
I didn't like the Sopranos to begin with, so you're gonna have to choose something else.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, It was one of those shows where it's like, you know, I can understand if people didn't get into it.
People who like The Sopranos thought Godfather 3 was the best Godfather.
Oh, dude. Dude, come on, man. Jeez. I mean, the show wasn't all that, but it wasn't that bad.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Like I said, dude, the show wasn't all that, but come on, dude. The Godfather 3, come on, dude. That's like...
Am I wrong, though?
That's like Falcon League of the Avengers. Bad, come on.
I mean, like, they have no taste, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, yeah. I can accept that one, but dude, Godfather 3, come on, Jesus. It took...
I'm sorry, dude. I watched The Sopranos, and I was like... Everybody was ranting and raving about it. So I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot. Why not? You know, I'll watch it. I'll watch The Sopranos. And I watched it and I was like, what? Why? Why is this here?
Why is this so popular? The ending was probably the worst part. The ending was just the biggest slap in the face.
Yeah, and then it takes the fucking creator and writer 6 years to clarify what happened. Because he tried to do the, well, what do you think happened? Whatever you believe happened. And then, like, finally, they were like, no, we're not buying it, bro. What the fuck happened to what's his name, to Tony Soprano? And they were like, yeah, he got whacked. So.
Was that so fucking hard to say? You know?
For real, though.
Grey Robber says, I'd honestly equate Tulsa King to Scarface. The only exception is I actually like Tulsa King. Yeah.
Okay, I can see that comparison. Godfather 3, dude, Jesus, dude. That's like,
I said it.
That's like saying, like, here, oh, you like Sopranos? Here, hey, hold on. Here's a plate. I'm going to take a big, gigantic shit on it, and you're going to fucking like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
God damn.
I'm sorry, dude. That show was nothing to write home about.
I think
let me break down an entire episode of The Sopranos. Should we do this? I don't know. Should we do this? I don't know. Code and Honor. I don't know. Should we do this? Oh, well, I did the thing anyways.
Sopranos.
So the Sopranos.
What the fuck are you talking about? It?
Next episode. Oh, because you did the thing? Do we have to do this thing now? I don't know. Should we do this thing? I don't know. Code and Honor. I don't know. Should we do this thing? I don't know. Oh, I did the thing. next episode, feeling fucking blank, dude. I'm sorry.
Somebody gets whacked.
Yeah, that was actually pretty bad. I'm not gonna lie, but that was pretty much a typical episode. That is true. I think about the Sopranos.
And then they got really clever in season two. Should we do this thing? I don't know. Maybe we should do this thing. Let's stretch this argument out for 3 episodes.
Yeah, I remember that shit.
By the way, here's a flashback of them talking about the wives for an episode. Why? I don't know. Does it pertain to anything? I don't know. Oh, by the way, I did the thing. Let's go to the next episode and deal with that. Fuck off. It was boring. It was boring. It was dumb. It was... And you know what the worst part about The Sopranos was?
Is that?
It was predictable.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the worst part about it. Worst thing you can be in a mob show is predictable.
Yeah.
Mustard, stop playing Diablo and pay attention to the show.
I'm listening. You're saying it's predictable. I didn't watch fucking Sopranos, bro. I'm sorry. I didn't watch it. I watched it because I was like 8 when it fucking came out. And then I would like see bits and pieces when my mom and dad were watching it. And every time somebody had sex, I had to look away. So like, honestly, I didn't catch most of it. So I mean, I'm listening.
Fucker.
Yeah.
Just shut up about Diablo. I'm not.
Yeah, you
hold
are.
I'm killing you, Diablo. Fucker. Hold on.
Yeah, I can see it in the reflection of your glasses.
No, you can't see shit, bro. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Dumb motherfucker.
You can't see shit, bro. I love it.
You look at my fucking Discord. It definitely won't say I'm playing Diablo 4.
I have Discord up.
It doesn't say it.
You're like, right. It's the blob.
Nope. It's not there, bro. I don't know what you're trying to pull.
Yeah. Anyways, so yeah, I mean, like
the blob 4.
Yeah, right.
It spelled it wrong, bro. It's a glitch. It's a fucking visual glitch.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, like Tulsa King, I actually like it. Like it's pretty cool. And it's really cool to see Sylvester Stallone like step into the role of an Italian. I don't think he's ever actually done that in his acting career. I can't think of a time.
I get maybe Rocky. I mean, was Rocky Italian?
No, Rocky was a kid in the Bronx.
Well, there are Italians in the Bronx.
There's also Jewish people in the Bronx and black.
There's all kinds of people in the fucking Bronx, guys. I mean. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there's all kinds of people. So
No. According to DJ, there's only Italians in the Bronx.
I never said that. I said, yeah, no, like there's all types of people. That's what I mean. So it's like, maybe everywhere. He was.
There's Italian Jews.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. I think Rocky was more of an American Bronx kid.
Yeah. I think that was like an American tale kind of thing, but
Adrian,
I lost, but I did it. We know you lost, Rocky. Thank you.
It's not about that though.
I know, but everybody forgets that he lost. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's hilarious.
What? I guess. Wait, is a draw considered a loss?
No, he lost.
He lost, dude.
Really?
Yeah,
Rocky loses. That's the whole thing.
Oh, that was considered a draw. Okay.
Nah, bro. No, it's not about how much you get hit. It's about how much you get
hit. How many times you get up.
Yeah, that shit. So it's literally like, oh, he lost, but he still got his spirit.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, watching him step into this, like, mobster role, it's kind of cool. It's kind of refreshing. And, you know, them dealing with his age, because he's 75, and he's actually 70-something in real life, so it's like them dealing with his age of being, like, this older cat, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, so he accidentally lets one rip on set. It's fine.
You know? All right. Do we have the mic on?
Yep.
Oh, it was so manly.
Okay. Yeah, right?
So that smell it. Ruined.
Oh, God. Smells like cigars and bad decisions.
You know, it's like, oh, it's whooping my ass.
Smells like AG.
But, no, it's really cool. Because they're showing his little brother, and his little brother is, like, this dude who's completely grayed out, and he's in a hospital bed, and he's barely conscious because he's, like, 60-something years old. And I'm like, they're dealing with the idea that he's an older cat. You know what I mean? They're not trying to make him, like, youngish, or the even the people around him are youngish. He's an older dude. And the first couple of episodes are kind of a slow burn because it kind of deals with the fish out of water element. But after that, it really ramps up. It's really cool. No wasted dialogue, which is like my favorite part about it. Let's see. What else do I watch?
Cool deal. What's it on? What streaming service?
Paramount. I believe. Right, but you can find it. It's kind of everywhere. But yeah, no, it's really trippy. And kind of fun. Kind of fun for us old heads to look at, you know, one of our favorite actors kind of playing the role of a gangster. But with all that said, though, let's get into the three topics we got for today, because we got to get started. So, we had the Xbox and PlayStation Expo. I think Xbox was today, PlayStation was a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
So we're just going to take a look at everything real quick and just give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down, whether we're going to be into it or not. And then we'll roll from there, because there's a lot. All right, we saw that. Saw that. Mustard, I think we already did this one.
We have? Yeah.
Oh, Dragon's Dogma. Okay.
When did we do
this? Yeah, we did this. We did all the previews on the post show.
All right, so let's go to Xbox.
See what's, on Xbox.
What they're doing.
I don't remember doing that.
It, well, because marijuana affects the memory.
No.
All right, hold on. What? Oh, okay. Are you sure this is this year? Dude, this was last year's.
It says 2020. Oh, 2022. It's 2023. Hold up. Just give me a sec.
Writing, but...
Yeah. Oh, God. It did... Stop talking.
I got it. Here you go.
You send it to the Discord where it says you're playing Diablo.
No, it doesn't say that.
Sorry for the delay, folks.
Sorry for the Diablo, folks.
He's not sorry at all.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So,
hey, DJ, which class did you pick on you?
Barbarian.
Oh.
I always pick, like, you know, straight up melee, you know, first time around.
Gotcha. What level are you at right now?
20.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, you know, not too bad. I love how you know, it really feels like a world. I love that. Mm-hmm. Like, you really gotta, like, kind of move around the city. Like, Diablo 3 was kind of cartoonish, but 4, it's like, no, it's like, you want to go out there, you better get a fucking mount, bitch.
Like, I was like comparing it to like Diablo 3 in terms of like visual, like, you know, fidelity, and yeah, it's scaled up quite nicely, right?
Yeah, it really did. It really does.
Yeah,
like, it really does feel like fucking Sanctuary. Like, goddamn, you feel like you're just a schmuck in this huge place. It's
yeah, no shit. Yeah,
yeah.
So we got South of Midnight. This came out. This one was kind of an Into the Spider-Verse type of animation type stuff, from the same guys who made We Happy Few. So this was really cool.
So 6 o'clock.
As you can see, kind of has that really thick style. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Death don't have no mercy in this land.
Oh, wow. That was actually mapped out correctly. No mercy in this land.
You come to your house and it won't stay long. You look in the bed and somebody
Bayou Blues, baby. I love it.
Death don't have no mercy.
Shaking bumps. Been a while. So, you You remember that favor
oh,
you owe
shit.
Me?
Damn.
I'm looking for a creature. Huge, sneaky. Teeth like knives. No?
That's a big skeleton.
All right, how about you guys? No?
Like, nope. Mm-mm,
nobody?
I ain't dealing
animals.
With
what the fuck?
Not helpful.
I love this art style.
Sneaky. Though.
Just the soundtrack alone, I am in.
Yeah,
fuck. I would have to see some like gameplay from it, but it looks pretty interesting.
Yeah, it has my attention. Yeah, I want to see gameplay, but it has my attention. That soundtrack, oh, that song, oh my god.
And I was saying that like that guitar was actually mapped out correctly. It wasn't just some bullshit.
Oh, that was cool as fuck, though. All right, well, we got 45 minutes of Starfield. I don't care. Mustard's the only one that cares about this.
I mean, even then, not really.
It's Skyrim in space.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I wonder if he's going to fuck this shit up like he did 76.
Overwatch 2.
That's a different team, I'm pretty sure.
Some story missions.
I yeah, don't you care. Get PvE mode, yeah.
We got some new merch coming out, some new headphones, some new...
Controller,
thank you. Couldn't quite place that.
Jesus, bro.
Like a Dragon sequel.
Yeah.
What have you guys actually heard of this?
No.
Nah.
Let's take a look here.
I don't even know what it is, to be honest with you.
What DJ looks like after a long night.
Doko da koko?
Oh my god! A stranger!
Nanda yo? Dokashita ka?
Oh, turns up, dude. Yeah, dude. Hey, loose, bro.
Ore? Ore ga dokashita no ka? Huh?
I don't know, but that was a pretty funny fucking trailer.
I remember Like a Dragon now. It's like a spinoff of the Yakuza series.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wonder how the hell he got there.
Yakuza, there it is. Yakuza Like a Dragon, yeah. Neat. This one Mustard and I saw, and this one looks really, really cool. Some people were passing around the footage, the leaked footage kind of early, saying that it was Bioshock 3, and you just got to see this.
Isn't Bioshock Infinite technically Bioshock 3?
I guess Bioshock 4.
You know what I mean. Just watch this.
This city is a miracle of progress. A finely tuned, delicately balanced machine. But it only takes one rebellious little gear to ruin everything. If you resist my rule, if you alter our past, if you threaten what I have built, there is nowhere in space or time where I will not destroy you.
What did I do?
Any last words before my friend puts one in your scalp?
That looks wicked.
I fucking admit it. Like, holy shit.
Right? Doesn't it look really fucking cool?
It really does. Yeah, and I can see why people thought it was BioShock.
Right? Like, easily mistakable.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool as shit, though.
Yeah, I'm down.
I'm really pumped for it, honestly. But I do think that's more of like a watch game for me, like, than play a game, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Nah, I've been playing it. Persona has two new games, but we're in... there's an Xbox Series S that's coming out with 1 terabyte storage for $349, carbon black.
Wonder how long it was to take, but dude, no, fuck that. Get a fucking disk drive. That's what it fucking needs.
And honestly, though, like 1 terabyte of storage ain't shit, dude. That's what sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a DLC or an update to the game or
DLC. Yeah, it's DLC.
So I'm not really interested in anything cyberpunk.
But it has, but it has fucking what's his name, the Baba Yaga, dude.
It has Keanu in it.
Yeah. Plays Johnny Silverhands again.
Yeah.
We'll watch it just for Keanu.
Yes. I think it survived the storm.
There's gotta be a way out of this.
Fucking Keanu, baby.
See, look, there he is.
Johnny. I'm dying. There's nothing can stop that. V. My name is Songbird. I'm an NUS intelligence analyst. I know about the bomb ticket in your head. And I can save your life.
What's the catch?
I need you to get to Dogtown.
Attention all Dogtown residents. President managed to crash her Space Force One into our humble district.
Man's got 1,001 reasons to want Myers as a hostage. Sleeper agents. Time to wake them up.
So NUSA is tossing us back into the fray, huh?
Stay sharp. We're in the wolf's den now.
Get Myers out of there.
Time to evac.
Her safety is the top priority.
Shit!
They catch us out here, we're dead. Wait. Hear that?
God almighty! It's moving! Run!
Oops, lost the president.
Ratted us out.
Ah, fuck.
You know, V, treason ain't ever black and white.
It's a charade, V.
Wherever she goes, people get hurt. Bodies drop.
Just want what Songbird promised me. The cure.
The situation's changed. You need to know if you're with me.
Illusion of freedom draws in the desperate. Pick your truth, V.
Come on, got iron in your hand. Gotta put it to someone's head. Pull the trigger.
If I don't do anything and do it soon, I'll die.
Go. Well, it wasn't so bad, right?
Not interested.
Kind of curious. Like, a lot of a Escape from New York vibe.
Kind of Division 2 with the sleeper agents.
Agents, the president, the president's shuttle.
It's got crashing down
in a hostile city. And you have to go in and see it. Yeah, I'm getting some serious Escape from New York vibes here.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So. Yeah, fuck it. I'll fucking play it. And any chance to fight alongside a fucking Keanu Reeves? Fuck yeah, I'm in.
And it's got Idris Elba.
Yeah, and Idris Elba's in it. Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, fuck yeah, I'm in.
Forza Motorsport's getting a new update this October.
Nice. This Hellblade is one that 2. I'm interested in it. Yeah.
We played the preview on here again, but I guess this is a new. Preview, so let's take a look at this. We're not going to do all 4 minutes of it, though.
Why not? Gaming podcast.
She can feel them slipping through her soul, following the threads of her mind.
It was like the scene in 65 with Adam Driver.
Oh,
yeah.
She needs their help with a promise. A question. But it's never so simple, is it? Wisdom has a price. There's always a part
it's a gameplay trailer.
A part of you that darkens. And a part of you that dies.
Over there, that pool. I can feel them.
I can feel them everywhere. The lost ones.
They are watching us.
This is what it sounds like a mustard head when you stone. No.
Their eyes.
They're not really showing fuck all, so I'm just gonna move on.
Dude, why are you? No, what are you doing? We are a gaming podcast, my guy. What the fuck are you doing?
They're not showing anything. They're not showing much.
They're giving lore, bro.
Either way, moving on. You're playing Diablo. What do you care?
I'm not playing Diablo, dude.
Looks like you're playing Diablo. If I open my Steam right now and say and I open my friends list, what's it gonna
say? You're not gonna see shit because it's not on Steam.
You registered directly. Flight Simulator is of course getting a new game. This is another one that kind of came up. This one's called Avowed.
Yeah, and it's by Obsidian, so it's like a well-renowned RPG.
Wow! Right then! You saw the Ranger armor from Fallout 3, didn't you? You saw it too? Okay. I was just like, what was that?
Thank you.
Oh shit, it's on site. All right.
People don't like you very much.
I get that a lot.
Sent here to the Living Lands by an emperor who couldn't bother to come himself. To investigate some plague that seems to be corrupting our very souls. You want us to trust you. But the truth is, you scare us.
The DJ gets that a lot.
There's the way they fight.
Oh, yeah.
The power. Which is like all the fucking time.
Never wears any clothes, this guy.
The secrets you keep. Can't bring him anywhere.
You're either here to save us. Or destroy us. So now that you have all this power, what are you gonna do with it?
Try to make DJ put some clothes on, but it's not gonna work. That looks cool. Coming next year.
Yeah, so this does look cool. And like I said, it's by Obsidian, a very well-renowned RPG development company.
So this is their middle figure to Elder Scrolls.
Looks like it, right? It really does look like it, because it has like the same kind of elements in gameplay.
You can't really put a middle finger to like Activision Blizzard when you're like being
Bethesda.
Sorry. Yeah, you can't really give a middle finger to Bethesda, especially when they're on your fucking payroll too, you know?
No, not anymore.
Bethesda is still an Xbox studio, bro.
Well, no, Xbox. Yeah, but not Obsidian.
Obsidian's not, yeah.
I mean, yeah, they both work for Microsoft, but two different branches now.
Just saying, they're kind of on the same team, you know?
So this is still, the new
they're
Fable.
There's still bad blood over New Vegas.
I like, nobody likes each other, is what DJ is trying to get at. So this is the new Fable. And
I'm on there.
I am so fucking in. I'm so curious.
Oh, we're finally doing this. Because I was going to make a sandwich.
Playground took over from Lionhead.
Let's do it. What do I think about heroes? Well, we've all seen them, haven't we? Swanning about the place with their disproportionately high cheekbones and comically massive weapons.
Wanker.
Roughing up bandits, because they like to rough up bandits, don't they? Living it up with the common folk every single night. On a day-to-day basis, I'd say the true hero is me, someone who's breaking new ground with fruit, with veg, on the agricultural side of things.
Just look at who's got a point.
Not wafting around mythical creatures.
He kicked the chicken.
And that's what they are.
Can't say without that.
You see, I'm not here to slay legendary beasts. I'm here to conquer the vegetable, not a euphemism. Let's face it, the age of heroes is over. This is the age of innovation. This, if you will, is the age of death. One moment. This is awkward.
Yeah. Oh.
That was cool.
It does seem to have that kind of humor. It's so fucking weird, but I'm in. Although I'm curious if it's going to be a continuum of the bloodline, or it's going to be like something completely new.
I don't know, man. Lion's Head is gone.
Peter. Yeah, would be concerned about bloodline, wouldn't you?
Well, no, I mean, that was the whole big thing about Fable. A big thing about Fable was the bloodline of heroes.
Yeah, that's why you liked it so much, huh? Because it had talked about pureness and pure bloodlines, yeah?
Oh my god, really? Look. Because it's true, does me have to call attention to it.
I like how first he was like trying to be innocent, like, yeah, that's what it was about. And then he got it. And then he got what I was talking about. Hell yeah.
See, just because you come from a certain place with great progressive ideals, people have to criticize and ridicule such innovative ideas that would have shaped humanity for generations to come. I mean,
oh my goodness.
Speaking of generations,
progress.
Speaking of generations, Star Wars has a new game called Star Wars Outlaw. It is an open world RPG, kind of roaming the whole land. I don't know if the Space Wizards are involved or not, but it is something to look at. So we're gonna check this out. So
it's by Ubisoft, dog.
Yeah, so let's check this out.
So you know naturally they're gonna ruin it.
Yeah, you know naturally it's gonna require a day one patch. Times. Oh, it's by Massive.
At least that's what I hear. The Empire. They're everywhere. But the world here belongs to the syndicates.
So the Huts, basically.
Pretty much.
If I want to survive, I have to play their game. Looks like I'm all in.
She's in here somewhere.
On second thought, I'm out.
There she is. Yeah. Throw
the deer. I've been held back my whole life. And now,
listen to the score.
I just need a chance to finally be free.
Is John Williams dead?
I don't think so.
Wherever that takes me.
I hope not, bro.
I'm here to offer you a way out, okay?
Get off my ship, Jalen.
Give me a chance. You're gonna have to trust me. It'll be dangerous, risky. But if you pull this off, you'll never look over your shoulder again.
Oh, shit.
The underworld shows no mercy. But it's a big galaxy out there, and I'm gonna risk it all.
Star Wars Outlaws, coming 2024. Nice.
Huh. Excited. Well, I'm not gonna play it, but excited to watch.
I wonder if
yeah, fuck it. I'm curious. I would love to expand on the Star Wars.
So that's gonna be cool either way. So I don't know. Like I'm excited about the whole thing, but like every time they do one of these like announcement things, like. I just tack on an extra like 2 or 3 months because we never know when the fuck anything's gonna hit the shelves, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm still upset about that. What was it Star Wars 1313 or that one with that one game with the bounty hunters have to go into that prison?
Oh yeah,
yeah. I'm still mad about that. I wanted to play that bad. I was like, holy shit! because that facility has some fucking history in it. So I wanted to see how much they would have paid attention to that particular. But yeah, no. So they just cut that off. And I think the game was like, what, 80% complete or some shit like that?
It was almost done, yeah.
So yeah, they just cut that off. I was like, what the fuck?
So we got to talk about it. Right now, there's a huge controversy going on with Call of Duty. And no, it's not the usual security breaches or, you know, pay-to-win bullshit. What happened sexual harassment. Nick Merckx, a very popular streamer, commented on an article on Twitter about some LGBT stuff that was happening in some school. Essentially, what happened was the school was holding a board meeting for whether or not to recognize Pride Month. And it kind of went nuts. Like, there was fights, there was cops involved. I think a SWAT team was called. And so he decided to chime in on it. And the thing is that... Let's give some background to Nick Merckx. All right, Nick Merckx is not the... He's not the brightest bulb in the closet here, all right? He's not... he doesn't have a lot to work with upstairs. The guy's kind of a meathead.
Exactly what he is. Not kind of. He's a fucking meathead.
He's a meathead, all right? He's not very smart. He's not very...
Articulated.
He doesn't deal well with innuendo or deal well with being able to express himself in a way that is political or... well defined, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So he commented on this whole thing. I believe it was let people they should leave little children alone. That's the real issue. And that's what he tweeted in response to this whole Pride Month thing that was happening in the school. Now, the thing is that he has gone to double down on this and say that, well, he doesn't believe that it's something that should be taught in schools. He believes that it's something parents should teach. He says he doesn't mean any hate towards anyone. But the problem is that he doesn't know how to say that. You know, Dr. Disrespect has joined in solidarity and said that he is uninstalling Call of Duty until they either apologize to Nick or reinstate his bundle. And same thing with Tim the Tatman Taylor. Tim has said that he is siding with Nick, that he's talked to Nick, and he doesn't believe that he has any hate in his heart for anybody. And that, you know, the tweet was just meant as something as a new father. And the problem with all this, right? And this is the statement from Call of Duty. Due to recent events, we have removed the Nick Merckx Operation Bundle from Modern Warfare 2 and Warzone store. We are focused on celebrating Pride with our employees and our community. A lot of people thought that what he said was anti-LGBT. And the problem I have with this is that I can't say yes or no either way, because this guy is so he's such a meathead that I can't hold him to a standard. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's an idiot. He's like actually dumb.
He's not smart.
Mm-hmm.
And what further proves this is his doubling down on this and not getting a PR guy, not hiring a PR team. He's just still going at it by himself. And so he's digging this hole deeper. Everybody that's had a controversy, including Tim the Tatman, including Dr. Disrespect, they have PR guys. They have guys that write up statements for them that they read online, they tweet out or whatever. And it fixes the situation through a diplomatic means, through diplomatic language that appeases everybody and gets the ball rolling again. Nick isn't smart enough to do that.
Well, you got to remember that Nick is part of FaZe Clan, and FaZe, like, literally, like, ass fucking ass backwards right now, so they probably can't even afford to get him a PR guy or even have the interest of getting him a PR guy. So that's probably why. FaZe is going through like a civil war right now, bro.
I can't blame FaZe. I can only blame Nick because this is his thing.
No, he speaks for FaZe, though. He's part of FaZe Clan. That's his organization. He's only just a
founder.
Huh?
One of the founders. I don't think he's still actively involved.
Yeah, dude, he's literally FaZe Nick Merckx. Trust me. Trust me.
He said he didn't mean to upset anybody. I'm not apologizing about the tweet. I don't feel it's wrong. When I see stuff like this, I hold these people to a certain standard. And most of the time, these standards are people of business. You know what I mean? They have a dollar to lose. And so because they have a dollar to lose, they're going to have to use words that they usually never would. They would have to address it in a political or, you know, even-headed manner. Nick hasn't done that. And so it's really difficult for me to say, hey, Nick meant this or Nick meant that, because this guy is so dense and really just on the low end of the streamer IQ that I can't hold him to a standard. I can't say, well, he knew better, because I don't think he did. I can't say he meant it, because I don't think he did. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's such a great place to be. DJ, what do you think, man?
Well, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say I know Nick Merckx all that well. It's just, wait, what level of school was this whole thing around? Was it high school, middle school?
I think it was high school.
Was it high school?
Yeah.
Oh, weird. Because truth be told, I mean, it's like, if it was an elementary school, I can maybe understand what he's, I can understand that, because I do agree that parents should be the one to teach this, because something like this should be taught in the home first, I believe, you know, but like, high school, like, weird, like, I don't know why he chose to get involved. I mean, it's high school, they're old enough to, you know, to make their own decisions and everything else, so like, I don't really have an issue with them like discussing it in the high school. I don't know why he decided to get involved with that. I mean, was it his high school or?
No.
No. It was just some random high school in Florida.
Yeah.
California.
Yeah.
California? Yeah.
I can agree that he's a meathead, because truth be told, like it's a random high school, dude. And it's high school. Like, you know, kids already know right from wrong. They can already think for themselves at that point.
Kids are already doing drugs and shit.
Yeah, like,
yeah, so how many motherfuckers, like, did we know in high school, DJ, that got pregnant or wrecked a car because they were drunk?
Oh, dude, seriously. So it's like, I don't see, on the subject of the school, like, why is that a big, huge deal? Like, you know, fights breaking out, like, you know, even calling the police?
There's a lot of political issues behind it. We're actually just covering the Nick Merckx facts.
This is Florida, right?
California.
California.
Nick Merckx. California. Is California. Oh, if it was Florida, I would have understood. Because, okay, yeah, Florida, yeah. But California? Really? Okay, but okay. Away from the political stuff. Yeah, no, like, it's just weird that he would get involved in a random school like that. I mean, you know, to me, it's like, if it was me, it's like, back to Call of Duty, you know, like, you know, this is my livelihood. Like, why do I care about some random school, like, doing whatever? That's certainly a meathead. He shouldn't have gotten involved with it. Like, this is why you don't get involved in certain things, people. Especially if they have, like, absolutely nothing to do with you.
I don't know, man. It's such a dumb situation.
It really is. You know, it was already crazy with this, just the school itself, and he kind of, like, I guess, latched on to it by making that tweet. Yeah, so, yeah, I kind of agree with the meathead. He should have just, like, just kept his mouth shut, just stayed out of it. Because, like I said, it had nothing to do with him. It's not his business in any way, shape, or form, so it's like one of those, do I really want this headache? I mean, unless you're like one of those streamers or YouTube or like where controversy is literally like, you know, your bread and butter. It's like how you like you, it's like, you know, what you're known for. I can understand that because let's face it, a lot of people like make a living off of that shit.
And yeah. You know, the thing is that, you know, I've been on panels where we've discussed, you know, education like this in schools, and I have been very much against, you know, isolating this kind of education to just the home, that there needs to be education on it, right?
Yeah. Let me clarify. Like, I don't mean just the home. I mean, it's just start at the home, but then expanded, you know, with proper education facilities. But yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. And once again, like, I can't find a foothold in this because he's so inarticulate that I don't know where he really fucking stands in this idea, because he doesn't. He's a new father, right? So he's got a young kid. I think maybe a year or two, Mustard.
No, less than a year. It's like he's like only like 3-4 months old.
So this guy is talking about stuff he has no vested interest in, especially not yet, you know. And for someone like him, especially with somebody like, honestly, here I've consumed enough of his media to know that this guy is not on the higher end of the IQ spectrum, but you know, it's like one of those, like, you're not educated enough to speak on this, you know what I mean? And just because you're a father doesn't mean that you're gonna have this kind of issue. And on top of all of that, just because you're a father doesn't mean that you have a foothold in a high school in California on issues that are going on now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
I just think it just wasn't smart to say anything, man. Like, it just really wasn't the smartest thing to do.
Well, yeah. Well, you're the one playing Diablo. I mean, go ahead and chime in for a little bit.
I don't know, man. I already talked to you about it personally, and like, I'm kind of like yes and no about it, you know. But what I think is really dumb is like all these other streamers trying to stand in solidarity with Nick Merckx, like acting like he's such a fucking victim. And like, even Tim the Tatman, like, oh, remove my bundle too. Like, it's so stupid, dude. Because, and then Doc really disappointed me with this whole bullshit, because like, Where was the support for Doc when he got banned from Twitch for no fucking reason?
Yeah, none. I have Doc's statement right here.
Nobody stood up for Doc. Nobody stood in solidarity with Doc. Nobody fucking did anything for Doc. And yet this moron is out here uninstalling the game in some grand fucking gesture on his stream for Nick Merckx, when Nick Merckx literally talked so much shit about Doc disrespect.
Yeah, he says here he will consider playing Call of Duty when they publicly apologize to Nick or reinstate his bundle. He says that it was a pathetic action. That's a tough one for what? So what I got to do, what we got to do, is uninstall the game, number one. Don't be mistaken, this year's Call of Duty is the worst in the franchise. But that decision by COD's PR marketing team, I'll tell you right now, that's a tough one to digest.
Worst in the franchise? That's a bold claim.
Yeah.
I would have argued Black Ops 4.
Why?
Advanced Warfare. Nick followed up this framing by saying it's a parent's choice issue about gender education in schools, a frequent right-wing talking point, he said. And his PR said a larger statement would be forthcoming elaborating on the issue. Instead, he issued a tweet mainly just thanking his supporters for standing. So he does have a PR team. What are they doing?
The PR came in late.
And Tim the Tatman has asked Call of Duty to remove his bundle as well in support of Nick Merckx.
Oh, guys, look, this is not something you should be involved in.
Plops 4 was definitely the worst.
I disagree.
Which one? They didn't even have a campaign. It's not even from around here.
Oh, I think Infinite Warfare was probably worse.
I'd say so.
Oh wait, I forgot that existed. Maybe it is the worst.
Infinite Warfare with me was trash.
Guys, look, don't get involved in this, okay? Nothing good's gonna come out of this. Like subject like this, dude. Yeah, look. I mean, would it? Like I said, Merc shouldn't have gotten involved in the first place, and these streamers will probably survive this. But I just say, look, just cut your losses and move on. Yeah, that's what I say. But you know. But you know, I'm not a professional streamer, so what the hell do I know?
Well, it's not even that. It's that we can talk about this from the gaming perspective. You know, when you have subjects like this that are extraordinarily touchy, and especially when it comes to, you know, stuff like the LGBT and stuff like that, when you've never entered that space before, you know what I mean? Like, as a streamer, I don't think he's ever addressed LGBT issues or addressed education or anything like that. But all of a sudden, he decides to stick his foot in this. And once again, I can't hold him to a standard because I've consumed enough of this guy's media to know that there's not a lot of lights on upstairs. You know?
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, for sure.
And on top of all of that, I've seen his fan base both shrink and grow. And he's attracting what a lot of people consider the wrong type of fan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, VT Network is a safe space for everybody. Everybody is welcome here. Just don't say stupid shit, you won't get kicked out. Most of the time, nobody has. But
I mean, I say stupid shit all the time, but I know
what you mean. Yeah, we say stupid shit, but there's a line.
Yeah.
And everybody's welcome here. And we can talk about these kinds of things because we all come from different fucking backgrounds. DJ is extraordinarily educated. Mustard is also extraordinarily educated, and I graduated high school. So, you know, when we talk about these kinds of things, we talk about entering this talking space as people who have never done it before. You have to have some knowledge of what you're talking about. And I don't believe Nick Merks does.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, do you guys disagree? Do you guys agree?
I mean, he literally just could have kept his mouth shut and none of this would have ever happened.
Yeah, that's like, what I mean. It's like,
all he had to do was just not press that tweet button and then we would have been fine. But he's a fucking moron, dude.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like he should just completely stayed out of it. It's like, it's a shitstorm. Like I said, the only people who will probably comment and go into this, like I said, are the ones who just thrive on controversy.
And he's not a controversial guy.
Not really.
He says dumb shit like fighting a moose, but that's not controversial. And what I mean by just because he's a father doesn't qualify him to have like opinions in this kind of thing is that he has a 3 or 4 month old kid. Okay. That's like if DJ and I started a band right now and started complaining about tour dates or record deals. That's nowhere in our immediate future. You know, but yep. We're going to sit here and be like, well, I don't know, dude. I don't know if we can tour through October. And DJ's going to look at me and go, dude, it's our second practice. We haven't even played a show yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's not that I'm not saying that, okay, he's a father, so he gets a voice in this. He does have a voice in this when his kid gets to that level of education. He does have a voice in this when his kid gets to school. He does have a voice in where his kid goes to school and what they get to learn. All parents do. But when you have a 3-month-old and say, oh, I'm a new father, so I have a right to be in this arena. No, you don't.
Yeah, you don't. Not really.
I mean, am I wrong? Am I wrong for thinking that, guys?
I mean,
No, you know, you're not
really, but like, it's like, it's even before that, you know what I mean? It's before that, like, Don't talk about shit you don't even know about, man. Like, don't talk about shit that doesn't even have to do with you personally. Right.
Yeah.
And that's you know what I mean? Like,
that's the quandary of America.
Just stay out of it, man. Like, just shut your fucking mouth and scroll past it like the rest of us do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the thing, though. A lot of us don't, though.
It's like, it comes... Sorry, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
No,
you go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
What is your thought, DJ?
Okay. No, that's us. Like, everyone has an opinion, even if they don't even know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Mustard, go ahead.
I was just saying that like the issue isn't even that, right? Like it comes before the whole I'm a father thing. It's like, dude, it's in California, nothing to do with you. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about because you don't critically think about situations that are put in by like our education system the way it is at the moment. Like, you don't really know what the fuck you're talking. Like, that's a whole can of worms. So, like, being a father and all that has nothing to do with it. It's literally just minding your own fucking business and staying in your lane, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a problem with people I notice is that once they kind of step, kind of even somewhat step into something, they think they're an instant expert on it. Mm-hmm. Like, like, you know, this guy just barely stepped into fatherhood. I know everything there is about it. Like,
yeah, I'm supposed to, now I have an opinion on education.
I think the kid thing is just a cop out, bro.
Maybe.
I would give it to, I would say that about anybody else, but this guy's a moron. Nick, if you're watching this, by the way, just in case, because his name is in our title. Nick, if you're watching this, understand I mean no disrespect to you, okay? But I am a father. I am a father of high schoolers. I am somebody who's been in this media sphere for a long time, and I've done political debates. From somebody who's been in this space and area and this arena, this was not your fight. This was not your place to comment. And the reason I say that, you know, I would give it to anybody else, but you're kind of a moron, Nick, is because you have barely started. Yeah, you press start on a game. You can't go to the boss level right away. So, I've seen enough of this guy to get enough of an impression that he doesn't exist in these spheres. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, as for everybody else standing with him, Doc, Tim, you know, if you guys are watching as well, you're probably not, you know, we're fucking no one. But if you are, I want you guys to understand. There is a very strict difference between standing by your homeboy and educating your friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what everybody's saying, is like a real friend would sit down and talk with Nick about how what he said is very insensitive and kind of dumb and like uneducated and like probably shouldn't have said that. But instead of just backing him up with his stupidity, all they're doing is just fucking showboating at this point, really.
It is a bit of grandstanding, you know what I mean? So, Tim, Doc, if you're listening, I know you're probably never going to hear this, but Tim, Doc, especially Doc, you've been embroiled in these kinds of things before. You know what to say. You know how to say it. You need to educate your boy. You're also a father, Doc. You're also somebody who has to deal with the issues that Nick has no idea about. Mm-hmm. You need to sit down and talk with this guy and educate him. So that's what I got to say about that, to put a pin on it. DJ, what do you got to say to put a pin on it?
You pretty much hit the nail on the head. It's just one of those, a guy who didn't fully grasp what he was getting into, got into it, and now, trying to figure out a way out. I mean, the question is like, what's Activision going to do now?
Really? Never fucking touch creator, skins ever again.
Probably. Yeah.
This might have been a nail in a coffin.
Yeah. So yeah. No. Like. See. That's the thing right now, because everyone's already made their moves. The only one who hasn't yet now is Activision. It's Activision's move now. So now it's just a case of what are they gonna do.
I mean, they already removed his skin, so.
Well, yeah, they removed his skin, but that's how all started. But now other streamers and other high profile personalities are into this. Now, how Activision's going to deal with that? Because one person
they're not going to do shit, dude. They don't give a fuck.
They're going to do something.
I'm kind of with DJ.
I doubt it.
I believe they're going to do something.
Yeah,
what could they possibly do? Like,
a lot.
Not bother or take down their skins or just show we don't need you and just take them off, and then that'll be like a whole another thing. Like I said, they'll probably do something. I mean, there's a chance they won't, but they probably will do something, because these are big names within their these are big names in the Call of Duty franchise. So that's what I'm curious. So I'm going to see what the aftermath of all this is going to be about.
Because what they can do is they can start vetting real easy. They can go through PR teams instead of directly for a creator. And if a PR team doesn't fit well with their fucking narratives or their, what they're trying to support, they can skip creator classes altogether. There's a lot they can do. They can switch up.
Too, yeah, they'll probably try to find other people to try to rise up. I mean, you Mustard, you Deadman, you all are, me, if my mood's right, we're all Call of Duty players. We're pretty damn good at it, I mean, if Activision offered us a contract, would we turn it down?
No.
No.
So they probably would just offer, okay, fine, we'll find other people to elevate us and to hype our game and play. It's like...
Yeah, there's a thousand Nick Mercs out there.
I mean, I'm not trying to be a dick or not just be disrespect, but
you're saying truthful things.
It's the truth. It's just one of those. This is what I mean. It's look, something like this, and the moves they're pulling right now, not Nick, I did the thing, the other streamers and the other personalities, the moves they're pulling off right now, this is the hill you die on. Uninstalling the game, take off my skins off your store. It's like, is this really going to be the hill you die? You die on? It's like, is this really going to be the fight?
The fight that defines you?
Yeah, it's kind of blowing my mind. It's like, if I was in their position, I can't just think of, personally, like a stupid kid, whatever, high school, fuck it, whatever, whatever. I want to fight everything, fuck you, fuck the world. this is my livelihood. This is how I put food on the table. This is how I feed my family and make sure they have shelter and kids.
Not really, because he's not really a Call of Duty player. He's more of an Apex Legends player.
Oh, well, basically what I'm saying is, I'm pretty sure you get some kind of income from this. This is one of the cases do I really want to risk that? Over something like this that literally has nothing to do with me.
And what's funny is that he was a Warzone 1 streamer, and then he stopped playing Warzone 1 because Call of Duty refused to do anything about all the cheaters and stream snipers, and he went and played Apex Legends professionally. He was actually winning tournaments and making hundreds of thousands of dollars over periods of time, and He Call of Duty literally had to beg him and wave cash in his face to him to get him to come back to the franchise and start talking about it again and playing it again. So that's what's kind of funny to me, is that Call of Duty literally fucking, baby, come back, fucking, and then look at what happened, bro. All this shit happened, and now Call of Duty doesn't want anything to do. Like he was tweeting, bragging about it, saying that Call of Duty was paying him to host the championships of the Pro League, right? Of Call of Duty. He was bragging, well, they're paying me, and they, they put together a watch party and shit. I guess not anymore, man, because look what fucking happened, dumbass.
Yeah.
When they ask you how you are, you just have to say that you're fine. You're not really fine.
Really dead, man.
That's Call of Duty right now, bro.
Now it kind of explains why they're going with this, because you don't brag about something like that, dude. It's
I don't know, man. Like, saying it's his livelihood and shit, like, not really. He was fine without Call of Duty. Like, they're the ones that begged him to come back to them, so.
See, the thing is also, let's not forget that Call of Duty's place in the fucking gaming sphere.
Right now, they're still in hot water because of all the allegations and
there's a lot of things, but, you know, will other games follow suit? Will Apex freeze them out?
Probably not.
You know, because, you know, Apex is very, very, very LGBT friendly. Crazy. You know, I don't want to say friendly, but very, very active on that front.
Yeah, they're very outspoken about it.
Outspoken, thank you. That's a proper word. Thank you. They're very outspoken about that. So will Apex freeze them out?
Maybe.
If they're smart, they won't.
Yeah, I was about to say, probably not, dude.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Like, this is literally one of those situations of where it's only going to get bigger if you put gasoline on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, yeah, this is a case of, like, this: the embers will die down if you just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, and the skin, the character skin, hasn't even been out for less than a week. So this was still fresh, you know what I mean? Like, Call of Duty had to do something right away because of the relevance of Nick Merckx and the franchise at the moment was extremely high. But, like, the relevance between Nick Merckx and Apex, nah, not really.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, like, yeah, if they're smart, they won't do anything. Because this is literally a case of they're keeping the fires going. But this fire will die down if they just, like, hang back. Well, with it, so. Man. Yeah, it's so weird. This is a...
It's a difficult place to be, right?
It really is.
It really is, because, like... And the thing is that because we're not a political podcast, but I have done these political talks, and I've existed in these political spaces, I have the experience to talk on these things, you know? And I know, DJ, you do too, because you were part of a lot of debates during college, and, you know, some of them you were assigned and some of them you had to choose, but I know at least part of it overlapped with this kind of thing. So you and I have, you know, feet in this door, you know, to be able to speak on this in an educated manner, not just like with our feely feels. So it's really a difficult place to be. The most I can say is that, I mean, if you're close to Nick and you're listening to this somehow, some way, educate him rather than standing in solidarity with him, because that does nothing.
The most difficult part about it is that he put himself there. That's kind of...
Yeah, and, you know, I was going to say but no, there is no but to that. Really. It's just, what are you doing, you know?
Yeah, like, that's the most difficult part about it, is that he put himself there by opening his stupid fucking mouth.
I won't say it's a lose-lose situation. It's more like lose kind of normal situation. Like, no one's gonna come out on top on this.
Call of Duty will. They're still making money hand over fist.
You know, yeah, right. I think it's more like Call of Duty would just keep chugging along.
Gonna stop that. But with all that said, though, Nick, we'll keep covering this story next week if there's any kind of update to it. But for now, we're gonna get the fuck out of here. We're going to head to the post show. Just going to run through this real quick. We have a Patreon. That is patreon.com/VT Network. $1, $3, and $5 tiers. You want to be on the $5 tier because that's where we get the movie roast. Mustard and I are going to be roasting a movie tonight. And that'll be up on there either tomorrow or tonight or sometime in the near future. And that is access to the monthly movie roasts. Post shows every Wednesday. Name read aloud at the end of every episode. Producer credits, stickers every month. I already have this month's stickers underway. A giveaway every 3 months. Gibby was our last winner. I'm in it with DJ whenever he gets around to it. DJ, get around to it. and Gibby's Moment of Zen. That is patreon.com/VT Network. If you want to get a hold of us, it's VT Network 2 on all the social medias and VTNetwork84@gmail.com. If you don't want to do the monthly thing, you want to just buy a piece of merch, rock our shit, we'll love it. That is VTNetwork.redbubble.com. There's t-shirts, phone cases, dog bowls, dog stuff, pet stuff, shower curtains, you name it, we got it. And for every $7 you spend, you can send a screenshot and socks. Mustard's favorite right now is the socks. If you spend $7 and email it to us, you can try to make me puke on the post show. So far, nobody's been able to do it. So once again, vtnetwork.redbubble.com.
Very and nice.
With that said, I also want to thank our patrons. I want to thank Paul Schroy and the Magic Squirrel Network. I want to thank Lofus, the Raging Caucasian, Cheyenne, Grave Robert, Carol, Sherry Finks, Mike fucking Smith, and Gibby. Thank you guys so much for continuing to support us. And without you guys, this show would be a lot more difficult to make. So, with that said, though, we're going to get the fuck out of here. So, say goodnight, DJ.
Avita scene.
Oh.
Oh,
yes.